This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I'm joined by Lorenza Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation, reporting on Italy and the virus, Italy and the pandemic, Italy and the recovery, Italy, the wonderful land of summertime tourism. We begin with facts being stated by the Italian government these last days. Italy is saying 99% of the COVID deaths since February of this year are the not fully vaccinated. 99%. That's a pretty dominant number. It's consistent with other numbers. It's the unvaccinated or not fully vaccinated who are at most at risk from the Delta variant. Nonetheless, the statistics still show an increase in positivity. There are deaths nowhere comparable to 2020, but there are deaths. So, Lorenzo, a very good day to you. What is the opinion of the Italian government of the Delta virus? Does it require re-locking down again the economy? I mention this because in the United Kingdom, where they have Delta variant dominant, the decision has been made so far by the central government to keep the country open to celebrate Freedom Day. And Scotland next week, or within these next days, will also open its doors and celebrate Freedom Day. Is there a contrary opinion in Roma? Good evening to you, Lorenzo.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. I'm in Rome, and let's say it's a very hot day today, 37 Celsius degrees. Very few people around, likely because of the hot weather. Yes, the central government is very, very, very concerned about Delta variants, simply because the numbers of new cases are increasing day by day, not as much as in other European countries. And there is a lot of worries by Mr. Draghi that, let's say, this fourth wave of the virus may cause the need for a new lockdown, which is something that Mr. Draghi doesn't want at all, simply because we are getting the money from the European Union to let's say, relaunch the economy. Things are going from an economical point of view very well. Yesterday, the International Monetary Fund confirmed that Italy is growing more than the estimation made by the Italian government and the Italian Institution of Statistics, and we are doing much better than any other European countries. We are growing the latest data in terms of growth rate, 2 points more than German economy. So we are above five, around 5.3. So the central government, Mr. Draghi, is concerned about what the Italian are behaving in terms of prudency regarding, let's say, the reopening of the situation. So they have introduced the Green Pass, and the Green Pass next 5th of August will be compulsory to go to restaurants indoor and also to the bar. This is, of course, a controversial inside the same coalition that support Mr. Draghi, like Mr. Salvini, for example. There are some concern that the Green Pass is something important, but not to be implemented in all the activities of the Italian citizen, while Mr. Draghi intends to implement in order to, let's say, introduce a sort of assurance that the virus will not spread again as it is happening in the UK, in France, and other European countries. So there are some friction inside the coalition that support the government. Frankly speaking, I think that the vaccine works, and 99% that, let's say, data you gave about the people that pass away being not vaccinated or with just one dose is a clear demonstration that the vaccine works.
Is there talk of a third jab of people who've been doubly vaccinated being vaccinated one more time by one of the viruses? Any buzz of that on television?
Yes. Not on television. Let's say this is more available on the magazine and on the newspapers. Every day there is on the third or the fourth page some reports about likely the need for a third vaccination, particularly for the fragile people. So those people that are above particularly 80 years old, they have been also vaccinated at the beginning of the vaccination plan, so in January, so they were fully vaccinated around March, April. And so they are thinking to introduce a third cycle of vaccination in order, let's say, to make more resilient the people that are fragile. And they are talking about 80 years old above. Likely, the major problem now and the big point of discussion is about reopening the school year in Italy. And so the need of making vaccination to the 4 million of students that are above 12 years old. And this is a big debate, whether this will become compulsory for the student or will remain a sort of, freedom to decide whether or not to vaccine. The same apply also to the to those that works around school, teachers and the assistants, the workers around school. But let me say, I understood from newspaper that almost 80% of these, employees are already at least vaccinated one time.
Tourism, very critical, very, very critical to Italy, to the economy, to the recovery. There's a heat wave in Roma right now. I mentioned that heat wave is in Kyiv, Ukraine. It is not in Moscow, so there is cooler weather out there, Lorenzo. However, tourists don't mind heat. That's the reason you go to Italy, for the wonderful climate. What is the tourist situation in Rome, which is tourist center? People who have not been to Rome have missed out on civilization. What do you see around you?
Well, let's say that the situation of tourism here in Italy is a sort of a double-side situation. As I mentioned last week about Bellagio, the beautiful resort in the middle of Lake of Como that was hit by a very heavy rain and hails, making a lot of damages just 2 days back. Let's say in the seaside, countryside, mountainside resorts, I would say that the situation is very positive in the sense that they are almost fully booked. While in the big historical town, and Rome today, I haven't seen many people around. Okay, the heat doesn't help very much people going around with this very high temperature. But there aren't so many tourists as we were used to have, simply because we don't have that flow of foreigners coming into Florence, into Rome, into Venice. We are still feeling the gap of people traveling across the globe. And of course, Italy is one of the best targets to spend holidays, particularly in this season. I know that they don't care about heat wave, but unfortunately, we don't have as many as we were used in the past, simply because they are not traveling. And there are still some complications to travel across Europe and now also between Europe and U.S.
Lorenzo Fiore, he is in Roma, and I mentioned that if you've ever been in Rome and had to wait in long lines to get into some or all of the museums, or say just to pass through the ruins of the Roman Empire, now is the time to get in an airplane and go to Rome. The lines are short, maybe don't even exist in the heat wave, and what you will see is not comparable to anything else on planet Earth. Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation, he's in Roma. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.